Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Summer, we bless the Liverpool. Me a running out of the blessings are running down. Me a dead. Imagine cause I'm talking about the copper and rope. I want to be.
I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed.
Right now, man, you know, say me well blessed. Inna me life, a pure peace and happiness. Inna me face, man, you can't find no stress. Me love God, so no doubt me, I confess. Jesus Christ, I'm my Lord, I'm my Savior. Jesus Christ, Him is my Redeemer. Jesus Christ, Him is my Provider. Jesus Christ, Him is my Protector. Right now, I am just too anointed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. Right now, church, I'm just too blessed. Just too blessed to be blessed. Say, I'm too blessed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed.
Yo, let me preach. Hey, they tell me wake up early this morning. Outside, no thunder and storming. But then me watch how God start performing. 5 minutes late and the storm start coming. Don't you know God is in full control? Nobody sit down in a chair with your hands full. Nobody make Satan make you feel cool. Everybody in the place and shine like real cool. Me want everybody in the place to get hot. Like Jamaican food in a Dutch pot. I saw the news and the devil can't touch that. Tell Satan to get back.
And I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Jesus, yes, Him can solve them one by one. We bag and expose them. So when Satan are moving at your own, we not to worry, cause we know how to.
Praise the Lord, and welcome to Vision. This is Evangelist Faith Reed, and I'm so glad that you have joined me today. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so glad for all of those of you who have joined me today to study the Word of God once again. Truly, this has been a wonderful year. I know that we have only gone a couple of months so far, but God is truly blessing even right now. Dear friend, bow your head and let us pray. Dear Lord, I just give you praise, glory, and honor. I thank you, O God, for those around the world that continue to listen to this broadcast. Although I've taken just a few months off, but those who have continued to listen to the archive versions, oh God, of this broadcast, I just thank you so much for them. I pray for their families, oh God, that you will continue to bless them and keep them in the palm of your hands. I pray for their children, oh God, even as they go back and forth to school, that you might protect them. I just thank you for families everywhere, Lord God, from the north, south, east and west, those who are truly blessed, O God, those who are truly looking to you, O God, for your grace and your mercy, O God, that you freely show to us. I pray, God, that you'll continue to bless them. Lord, you understand everything. You know our hearts, O God. You know the desires of our hearts. Oh, God, I pray that you'll just bless your people right now. Father, whether they're in Asia or Africa, whether they're in Europe, oh, God, or in the United States, I just pray, God, that you would bless them. Oh, God, those in Central America, in the Caribbean, oh, God. Father, wherever your people are, I pray that you'll remember them right now, God, in Germany and Russia, oh, God, in the Far East and in the Middle East, oh, God. Wherever your people are, oh, God, the North, South, East, and West, as I've already said, we just thank you for favor. We thank you because you hear us when we pray, and we just give you praise and thanks right now. God, bless your people over and over and over again, and I thank you for your many blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. Dear friend, as I said, I'm just so thankful that you have joined me tonight for studying the Word of God. I want to try once again and study with you on Monday nights at 9:30. Truly, I have been very, very busy publishing books, writing, and just trying to encourage people through the Word of God. But I thought it would be good if I began to broadcast by radio again. And so if you would turn with me to Matthew chapter 14, Matthew chapter 14, beginning at the 14th verse, Matthew chapter 14, beginning at the 14th verse. The Bible says, and Jesus, when we think about how good and how wonderful Jesus is to us, we have to always be grateful. But the Bible says in Matthew 14, verse 14, and Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. And when it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, this is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away, that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals. But Jesus said to them, they need not depart, give you them to eat. And they say to him, we have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He said, bring them here to me. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass and took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes. And looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke and gave the loaves to his disciples and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat and were filled, and they took up of the fragments that remained 12 baskets full. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men beside women and children. Now, I want you to understand something, dear friends, that Jesus did not have to do any miracles, but all of the miracles that he did was for us, so that we could understand that he is truly the Son of God. All of these miracles that he did were just examples to us to remind us of the power and the might of God, and the fact that God is able to provide everything that we need. Now, I understand that there are times when you might have some doubt in your heart, but I want you that every time you have doubt in your heart, you begin to pray and ask God to remove that doubt, because God wants to build you up, dear friend. He wants to build up your faith. He wants for you to know without a doubt that he is still God, and that there's nothing too hard for him to do, and that he is able to meet every need that you have. Now, remember, Jesus was out in the middle of the wilderness, you would say. In other words, he was slightly outside of the city area. He had to go out area where he would be able to minister to large amounts of people, because there were many, many people that were following behind him. They wanted to hear what he had to say, and they wanted Jesus to minister to them. They had great needs, especially physical needs, and Jesus was healing the sick. And so they followed behind him. And when he was out in the desert place after he had spoken, he realized that the people were hungry. And so, of course, his disciples came to him as usual, very practical men, and they said, listen, you know, we need to send them away so that they can go and get something to eat. And Jesus, being who he is, he said, well, why would you want to send them away? You know, he wanted to kind of remind them that he is. He is who he said that he is. He is the Son of God. He is Almighty. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And so he said, listen, well, what do you have? And I love the way that Jesus responds to his disciples. What do you have in your hand? In other words, when we go to God and we are praying and we are seeking God for guidance and for help, sometimes God says to us, stop waiting for something to come to you. What do you already have in your hand? Use what you already have. Use your gifts. Use your talents. Use what I have already given you to bear fruit. And so he asked the disciples what they had to help to feed the people. And he said in verse 16, they need not depart, give you them to eat. And so when Jesus said that to his disciples, of course, they probably looked at each other in surprise because Jesus knew what they had. And he knew that they did not have much, that they probably only brought enough food for Jesus and his disciples. And when they looked out at all the masses of people, they wondered to themselves, what does he really mean by this? So in other words, although they had been walking around with Jesus and had seen him do other miracles, had seen him feed people and heal people and what have you, did not realize who they were walking around with. I want to ask you, dear friend, do you realize the power and the might of the God that you serve? Do you realize that God can provide for every need that you have? Do you realize that you're not ever going to be hungry? You're not ever going to be without a place to live? That God is going to provide for you and your children and your family? Do you realize the God that you serve, that God Almighty is able to do all things? And so when Jesus said they need not depart, give them something to eat, in verse 17, they say to him, this is the disciples, we have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Now, I want you to know, dear friend, that there is no way that we could ever limit God. It does not matter how small something is. God can multiply even something small. Dear friend, if you're trying to start a business, if you're writing books, if you're doing ministry, it doesn't matter what you're doing. If you would just trust God, God would show you favor. God would strengthen you. God would give you innovative ideas, and he will help you to do with little. Hallelujah. I just feel the presence of God right now. God will help you with little and make your little into much. I want you to know, dear friend, I came home tired tonight. I had been at the office since about a little bit after 8 this morning. Didn't leave the office till almost 9 o'clock tonight. And I rushed home because I needed to do this radio program. And the truth is I almost forgot, and a friend of mine reminded me because I need to get back into the habit of doing this radio program. And dear friend, although I rushed home and I was very, very tired, I needed to give somebody a word today. Dear friend, this word is directly for you to understand that God wants to bless you. God wants to move you into a place of faith, a place of trust, where you will never ever doubt God again, where you will understand that God can and he will meet your every need. When the disciples said to Jesus, well, this is all we have, he said, bring them here to me. That's in verse 18. And in verse 19, the Bible says, and I'm still in Matthew 14, verse 19, and he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass. Now, when God says sit down, What he's saying to you is, if you are willing to wait on me, if you're willing to trust me, you will see me do great and mighty things in your life. If you are willing to just sit still just for a few minutes. You see, dear friend, a lot of times we're not willing to sit still. We're not willing to wait and to watch God do things. A lot of times we want to do everything quickly, and we want to do it ourselves. We're not willing to wait and listen and get direction from God. We want to just jump and do what we feel like doing. When God is whispering in our ears, sit down for a minute and listen and let me talk to you. Dear friend, I don't know what you have been faced with even in these few months of the new year. I don't know what your challenge has been. I don't know what you went through last year, but I'm here to tell you that God has a brand new setup for you. If you would just trust him, if you would just wait on him, dear friend, God is going to work everything out for your good. When Jesus told the multitude to sit down, he took the 5 loaves, I'm in verse 19, and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke and gave the loaves to his disciples. Now, I'm reading out of a New King James Bible, Normally, I read out of a King James Bible, but tonight, I'm reading out of my large print New King James Bible. And so, when Jesus blessed, in other words, he prayed, and he asked God's blessing on the food, and he broke the bread and gave the loaves to the disciples. And the Bible says that when the people finished eating, in verse 20, they did all eat, all the people that were out there ate, and were filled, their stomachs were filled. It wasn't just a tip of food that God gave them. He gave them everything that they need to fill their stomachs. And they took up of the fragments that remained 12 baskets full. Now, dear friend, how do you get 12 baskets full out of 5 loaves of bread? 5 loaves of bread, and it wasn't gigantic bread, it was just regular loaves of bread. 5 loaves of bread, and you had 12 baskets full of food left over. Now, dear friend, what does that say to us today? It tells us that we must learn to trust God. Whether you have a little bit of money or lots of money, you must learn to trust God with your money. You must learn to trust God with your life. You must learn to trust God with your children. Or I can rephrase that and say we must learn to trust God. But the bottom line is, when we learn to trust God, we will see God act on our behalf. But we cannot see God acting on our behalf if we do not know how to trust him. And so, dear friend, I don't know what's been going through your mind these first 2 months of the new year. And I do not know what you have been faced with lately. But I'm here to tell you that God is turning things around for you right now. God is going to fill your basket. It is going to be overflowing. He is going to bless you beyond measure. But he wants you to learn how to take your daily walk with him and how to trust him unconditionally. In other words, you are not going to put a fleece in front of God to say, well, I will trust you if. You're just going to say, Lord, I trust you. Beyond a shadow of a doubt, Lord, I trust you. Because I know that you can and you will provide for me. The Bible tells us that Jesus broke the bread. He blessed it. He gave the fish. He blessed it. And that they had lots of food left over. Dear friend, don't you know that God can bless you in such a way that every month you have extra money in your bank account, that every month you have extra clothing and shoes and what have you that you can give away to the needy? God wants to bless you in such a way that you can turn around and be a blessing to those who are needy. I want you to understand, dear friend, that this is not the end of your life. This is just the beginning. I don't know if this past year you've gone through divorce or you've had someone die in your family, but I want you to know this is not the end. This is the beginning. Take God at his word. Trust him because he is going to help you. He is going to guide you. If you have been praying about ministry, don't sit still and not act on what God has already told you to do. If you don't know what to do, yes, sit still, pray, and seek God's face. But if God has already told you what to do, then get up and go. Go and do ministry. Go and preach. Go and teach. Go and do what God is calling you to do. Dear friend, time is of the essence. We are running very, very low on time. Jesus is coming soon and very soon. And he is looking for those who will be faithful, those who will trust him. Dear friend, do you trust him today? Do you love him today? Do you understand how much he loves you? He said that he would never leave you nor forsake you. And dear friend, I know over the years when we have preached this message, we have preached that Jesus fed the 5,000 with 2 fishes and 5 loaves of bread. But when you read it carefully in verse 21, you will see that it says, and they that had eaten were about 5,000 men besides women and children. So I want you to understand that he fed more than 5,000 because the 5,000 were just the men. It did not even include the women and the children. So Jesus fed more than 5,000 people with those 2 fishes and 5 loaves of bread. Now, if Jesus can do that for those people, dear friend, do you understand that he will do it for you too? Do you understand that whatever you need, that Jesus has you on his mind? He has not forgotten you. He has not forgotten your children. He has not forgotten the job that you're looking for to meet the needs of your family. He has not forgotten you. Trust him today, dear friend. He loves you very much, and all he asks is that you return his love. And so, dear friend, as I get ready to close this study today, I want to remind you that you are never alone, that this is not your season to give up. This is your season to hold on and to do even greater things than you have done in the past, that God is looking for true soldiers that will stand up and be counted. He's looking for true soldiers that will be a blessing in the kingdom. Stop waiting on others to be a blessing to you, but you reach out a helping hand to those in need around you. Dear friend, you are loved. You are truly loved. And I pray that you will just be blessed and blessed and blessed. I speak blessings over your family right now. I speak the blessings of Abraham, that you will be the lender and not the borrower, that you will be the head and not the tail. I pray that you will never, ever be empty, that your bosom will always be full with the joy and the peace of God. And as I get ready to close, once again, dear friend, if there is someone listening that has not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I want to encourage you today. The Bible says if you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And so right now, dear friend, I want to encourage you to pray this prayer with me and to ask Jesus to come into your heart, ask him to forgive you of your sins, and ask him to save you right now. bow your head and let us pray. Dear Lord, I just give you glory, honor, and praise. I thank you, Lord God, for your sons and your daughters, those who listen to this broadcast. I pray, oh God, that you will continually bless them and keep them. Lord, that one right now that's having trouble breathing, I speak directly, oh God, to their system right now, to their lung capacity, that you would just breathe life into them right now. I speak directly to that one that has been having serious migraines for a few years now. I pray, oh God, that you would heal that one right now. Pray, oh God, for that one that's having just terrible sinus attacks, oh God, I pray that you would heal right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for that one that has lupus, oh God, that you would heal. I pray, oh God, for the arthritis, that you would heal right now. And Lord God, someone is suffering with a rare blood disease right now. I know that you're able to heal. And I thank you, oh God, for your healing touch upon them right now. I speak directly to their bloodstream right now, God. I thank you, oh God, for healing them right now in the name of Jesus. No weapons formed against you shall prosper, saith the Lord. I thank you, Jesus, Lord God, for remembering your people, for blessing them right now, for healing right now, emotional healing, oh God, physical healing, financial healing, oh God. Restore, oh God, unto your people, oh God, the things, oh God, that they have need of, oh God. Bless them right now. May they prosper, oh God, in every area of their life. And I just thank you, Lord God, that you are growing them spiritually, oh God, that they're coming off the milk, and God, they're getting some meat, and they're, oh God, chewing on it, oh God, and they're just being nurtured right now. Oh, bless your people, oh God, I pray. And I thank you for blessing them right now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you, dear friend. Thank you so much for joining me. I just want to remind you tonight that God is real. Second Chance Ministries out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Listen to My God is Real.
Feeling my soul,
God.
God bless you, dear friend, as we sign off with our theme song, Too Blessed to Be Stressed, Second Chance Ministries.
Ah! Me say some of we blessed till we fool. Me a running all the blessings are running down. Me a say
blessed.
Imagine cause a task a cast a cup or a rope. I want to be.
I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed.
Right now, man, you know, say me well blessed. Inna me life, a pure peace and happiness. Inna me face, man, you can't find no stress. Me love God, so no doubt me, I confess. Jesus Christ, I'm my Lord, I'm my Savior. Jesus Christ, Him is my Redeemer. Jesus Christ, Him is my Provider. Jesus Christ, Him is my Protector. Right now, I am just the one I'm dead. I'm the one I'm dead to be disappointed. Right now, church, I'm just too blessed. Just too blessed to be blessed. Hey, I'm too blessed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. Yo,
let me preach. Hey, let me wake up early this morning. Outside, no thunder and storming, but let me watch how God's sacrificing.